Residents in the capital, Mogadishu, say the Islamic Courts Union militia have tightened security and is now in charge of most positions in the city. The ICU took over 6 bases on Thursday as Ethiopia pulled the last of its forces out of the capital and ended its 2-year-long mission to protect the country's weak transitional federal government. The ICU was thrown out of power by Ethiopia in late 2006. Government troops are reportedly in charge of 2 former Ethiopian bases in the southern end of the capital, and some 3,000 African Union peacekeepers from Uganda and Burundi are guarding the presidential palace, the city's airport, and the seaport. But Mogadishu remains far from settled, following threats by the Al-Qaeda-linked militant group Al-Shabaab to continue their attacks on the African Union mission known as AMISOM. Al-Shabaab spokesman Mukhtar Robo says his group sees no difference between Ethiopian troops and AMISOM peacekeepers. Robo says Al-Shabaab fighters will now concentrate their attacks on peacekeepers unless AMISOM agrees to leave Somalia immediately. AMISOM spokesman, Ugandan Army Major Barije Bahoku, dismissed the threat, saying Al-Shabaab is trying to spoil an opportunity for Somalis to end the insurgency and achieve stability.
Mr. Robo said that for them they are not interested in peace. They are going to continue fighting. Whom are they going to fight? Because all along, their argument has been, we are fighting an occupation of force from Ethiopia. AMISOM is not in any way, and will never be in any way, an occupation of force.
It is not known if the ICU militia in Mogadishu includes members of Al-Shabaab. The radical group, which has vowed to turn Somalia into a strict Islamic state, functioned as the military wing of the ICU before it split off in 2007. Al-Shabaab and ICU fighters often fought side by side in the past 2 years, but they have recently emerged as rivals. With Ethiopians out of the capital, there have been indications that many Islamist insurgents and clerics and residents want an end to the conflict, which has killed some 16,000 civilians and has left 1/3 of the country's population in need of food aid. Some clerics have publicly criticized Al-Shabaab's militant stance on AMISOM, highlighting a widening rift between moderate and hardline Islamists on the way forward. Many moderates are leaning toward supporting a Djibouti-based Islamist opposition faction called the Alliance for the Reliberation of Somalia. The political alliance, led by former ICU leader Sheikh Sharif Sheikh Ahmed, was initially criticized for signing a UN-sponsored peace accord with the Ethiopia-backed government. Many Somalis did not believe Ethiopia would follow through on its promise to withdraw and allow a joint force of Islamist fighters and government troops to take over security. But Al-Shabaab and another hardline Somali Islamist group based in Asmara, Eritrea, have refused to participate in the peace process, prompting fears that a prolonged power struggle within the Islamist movement is yet to come. Alicia Ruvioe News, Nairobi.